USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is calling on Vice President Mike Pence and the Cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and immediately remove President Trump from office following the riots at the U.S. Capitol. Pelosi joining a growing number of lawmakers in demanding the end to Trump's presidency, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says this violence has to stop.
But we haven't been protesting lately. We've been burning down cities. We've been attacking federal courthouses. We've been looting in the name of social justice. And now we've occupied the Capitol. This needs to stop. To my Democratic colleagues, I share your disgust and embarrassment and determination to make sure that what happened in our Capitol never happens again. But you need to speak up when this happens in other places.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
President-elect Joe Biden is unveiling his pick for Attorney General.
I nominate a man of impeccable integrity, Judge Merrick Garland.
Garland is a veteran federal appeals court judge in Washington, D.C. Biden, speaking in Delaware, says Garland will restore honor, integrity, and independence to the Justice Department.
He will now bring, as Attorney General of the United States, not as a personal attorney to the president, but as the people's lawyer. He'll restore trust in the rule of law.
The coronavirus vaccine rollout continues across the nation. Over 20 million doses of the vaccine have been sent to all 50 states and U.S. territories. Dr. Rose Kumar is a doctor in Wisconsin. She tells ABC News the rollout has been less than stellar in her state.
I don't think that the rollout really took us into consideration. I have tried contacting my governor and senator. I basically gave up.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, how will historians view what happened yesterday at the Capitol? Mark Updegrove is a presidential historian. He tells ABC News.
Well, I think that the Senate Majority Leader said it right. This will be a day, as Franklin Roosevelt said about Pearl Harbor, that will live in infamy. You remember December 7th, 1941, for that tragic bombing that brought us into World War II. We think about November 22nd, 1963, the day that John F. Kennedy was assassinated. September 11th, the day that Al-Qaeda bombed Washington and New York. This is something that we will always remember. The good news is that we came out of those tragedies closer as a nation, realizing that something was wrong and we had to unite.
Japan is halting a public display of the Tokyo Paralympic and Olympic torches as new virus cases jump in the country. The Prime Minister of Japan also ordering a state of emergency for Tokyo and surrounding areas until next month. Tokyo reporting over 2,400 new cases on Thursday. This is a jump of 850 cases, just over 50% from the day before. Tokyo was reporting just a few hundred cases a few months ago. The Olympics, postponed from last summer, are set to begin on July 23rd. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.